Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm Carrie L., and this is Carrie L.'s HeartLink Show. And as I connect to as many hearts as possible, we are creating more freedom, light, and love, one interview at a time. My programs will bring you insights into the Great Awakening that is underway on planet Earth as we approach 2012. I'll be keeping you abreast of the latest tools available for anchoring a greater and healthier reality into your life. I'll be interviewing leading-edge experts in the metaphysical, scientific, paranormal, and spiritual realms. Stay tuned for the next hour as I will be interviewing Dr. Kimberly Maroney. She has written the Angel Blessing Cards. And I look forward to that. I know Kimberly from way, way back. So, and you can also call in today because Kimberly is proficient in answering your questions and especially in using the Angel Blessing Cards. And so do use the 800 numbers that you see available on the Internet. And I'm assuming that you're on the Internet so you can see those. And I also want to mention that I am a coach, a transformational counselor, and educator. And I'm Carrie L. And I do all sorts of classes in metaphysics and psychology. And so if you're interested in attending the HeartLink Institute, go to my website at www.heartlinkinstitute.com. And you can see the class schedules there. Also, check out my oracle deck, which is called the Crop Circle Cards. And they are obviously using crop circle designs, and so it's a powerful deck. And now just take in a deep breath and let the sacred love flow through you. And allow the blessing of the day to come through. It's up from the Gayatri Prayer. Let us focus on that effulgent light from which the whole universe is projected. May this inner sun enlighten our minds and hearts. And may we awaken as that light. All right, so good things are coming your way. And now I'd like to introduce my guest, Dr. Kimberly Maroney. And as I say, I've known Kimberly, way back. And I think I met her in the 80s. I think it was 87 when I met her. And she sang at my sister's wedding. And she was like an angel that was sent to perform this incredible music. And so she is definitely gifted in many ways. And she is an author as well, and she has written several books and cards. The latest, I think, was Angel Love Cards. Is that correct, Kimberly?
It is.
Wonderful. Welcome, Kimberly. I'm so glad that you're on my show.
Oh, thank you. Yes, my most recent book is Angel Love Cards of Divine Devotion, Faith, and Grace.
Wonderful.
And like it says in the name, it's cards in a book in a great box.
It is a great box, I must say. I really do love to collect the boxes. I know that's what others do as well, so... And it makes the cards very handy and easy to use. Also, you wrote, now I remember when you first came out with the Angel Blessing Cards, and I must say it's been at least, how long has it been? About a decade now?
It's been more than that. It's been almost 15 years.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Because I think it was the same year when I came out with my Crop Circle Cards. That's why I remember. Now, mine were in 1994.
Yep, 1994.
Incredible, incredible. Mm-hmm. And you have an extensive background in mysticism and spirituality. And you have a doctorate, in fact. And what's your doctorate in?
It's in spiritual psychology.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And you know all about angels. And is there a field now that's called angelology?
Yes. I actually have a master's degree in angelology.
Oh, wonderful.
I think it's one of the first ever in the world.
Oh, that's incredible.
Although I've seen some more since.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, again, your ability to write in this incredible language of the angels, it's profound, I must say. And I fell in love with your angel blessing cards, and I've used them over the years, and they have helped me through some really dark nights of the soul. And you have, again, this wonderful gift. Now, how did you come about being introduced to the angels yourself? Where did that start?
They've really been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. Hmm. And along the way, though, I've had a number of quite striking experiences. The one that was most profound was the one that happened around the time of Angel Blessings. In fact, it was the invitation to create Angel Blessings. I was quite ill. I'd been sick for about 2 years at the time. And doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. I'd been to 15 different doctors and couldn't figure it out. My health kept deteriorating. I was in terrible pain. I had to stop working. I forgot how to read. It was a really weird, frightening, very difficult time. Mm. And so finally, after about 2 years of this, I had reached a point where about all I could do was lie on the couch. I couldn't read because I'd forgotten how. I couldn't watch TV because the light hurt and the sound hurt. I couldn't stand up on my feet because my legs hurt. I couldn't do anything with my hands because my hands hurt. I couldn't think. I could walk to the bathroom and back, which was a big deal, and I could feed myself, which was a big deal, but that was just about it. So after going from being highly functional and brilliant to being reduced to what I described at the time was a blob of useless flesh, I was just in utter pain. Emotional pain, spiritual pain, physical pain. One day in this state, I really hit the bottom. I reached a place where I was so desperate that this prayer just blurted right out of me. At the time, I didn't even know where, but I know it came from my soul. I really wanted to die. But this prayer that came out of me from me was, "My God, you just have to take me now. I don't even care what that means." Mm. And in that moment, I truly let go of anything I was wanting or expecting or desiring. I just wanted God to hold me, and that's all I cared about. I didn't care if I died. I didn't care if I lived. I just wanted God to hold me in that moment so that I knew that it was God. Mm. And that prayer came from such a powerful place in me that the ceiling disappeared in my house and the heavenly host came into my living room. Millions, I'm talking millions and millions of beings. I could see them. They were all unique, but I could feel them all at the same time, which was really bizarre. You know, as humans, we're used to relating to each other one at a time. Mm-hmm. We can, like when I'm connecting with you, I can feel you and connect with you, but if there are a bunch of other people in the room, I can see them, but I really don't experience them when I'm focused on you. Mm-hmm. Well, with the angels, it was very different. I could feel and experience all of them in this most astonishing unity. In that connection, there was such love that really I just melted. Nothing mattered but feeling that love. It
Wonderful.
Satisfied all of the needs of my soul. It,
wow.
It just totally held me in a state of rapture.
Well, you certainly have been connected now for some time. Over the years, have you seen an evolutionary process go on with the angels? What's happening with them?
I don't know about them, but there certainly has been an evolutionary process with me. Mm-hmm. And as I have evolved, the way I connect with them has evolved. And so through that evolution, I've gone through lots of different stages of ranging from deep, dark nights, feeling totally disconnected and abandoned, to just utter, sheer, total connection.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've just described, I mean, you've described ascension, the ascension process.
Yes,
that's exactly the way I would put it. It's a roller coaster ride of sorts, but it is our humanity's spiritual evolution roller coaster ride, I guess you would say.
Yes,
and so there is definitely this angel connection to our evolutionary process as we ascend. And you have now got an army of angels.
Yeah,
clearly. how many would you say are around you on any given day? Or
I've been told that there are 257 angels with me all the time.
Ah, wow.
Sometimes it feels like more. Sometimes it feels like less. I don't know. I know that there's a lot.
Do you have, certain ones that stand out for you, that are your own real personal angels that you're communicating with all the time?
Yes. You know, it's kind of interesting. Late last year, I started a new form of connection with the angels where we're talking to each other through writing, which is a little different. I hadn't done that kind of connection for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really wonderful because I ask questions and they immediately respond. And generally they start with, "We're here."
Mm-hmm.
And
do
then,
they identify? Who's we, I guess, is my question.
Yes, what a good question. It's this group of angels that are with me all the time. Sometimes they call themselves my board of directors. Sometimes they call themselves my office managers. They have been so remarkable in the guidance that they've given me has just been fabulous. Here's an example that was pretty amazing. I was in conversation with them one evening, and in the conversation they were saying, "Soon you will be in a major publication that," and so I wrote this down thinking, yeah, right. The next day I got an email from a lady from that major publication asking me to be in it.
Wonderful.
So that's the kind of thing that's been happening, where they're giving me guidance and it actually happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I wanted to find out if you go by their names, specific names.
I've asked them for names several times, but they don't want to give me names. They don't want me to attach to particular names. They want me to just be open to receive the help that needs to come in the moment.
Well, now that is certainly egalitarian. it doesn't single anyone out. And it gives you, it's like an unlimited resource.
Yes, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, wonderful. Now, would everyone have an angel, I would assume? I mean, at least one or two or three.
Yes, we all have angels. Everyone has angels.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of different kinds of angels. We have our guardian angel who stays with us our whole life. And then we have other teams of angels who come in and out for different purposes.
Mm-hmm.
As we work through issues, we get angels who are specialists in those issues.
Mm-hmm.
And as we have particular needs, we attract angels who are specialists in helping us with those needs. So all of us have several angels with us all the time.
I must say, recently I called him upon my resume writing angel.
Yes, excellent, excellent.
And, you know, it's wonderful because I do certainly sense that I am getting help whenever, depending on what the project is, and it's, you know, specific obviously to what I need, whether it's a business angel or a relationship angel or whatever. And your cards have helped me with that, and I would love for you to show us, give us a demonstration, if you would. And in a moment, I'm going to ask people to be calling in with their specific questions. But is there maybe a general reading that you could do for us using either deck, the Angel Blessing or the Angel Love cards?
I could. And before I do that, let me just share a little bit of information.
Sure.
So the angel cards, probably like your crop circle cards, work at the intuitive level.
Mm-hmm.
Some divination tools, like tarot cards, tend to work at the psychic level. But the angel cards tend to work at the soul level and the intuitive level, which is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not so good at predicting the future.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like tarot, with the psychic realm, you can predict the future. Well, with the angels and the soul realm, the future is a little less time-bound,
mm-hmm.
shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
So the kinds of questions that are best in angel readings tend to do more with receiving help to gain self-awareness, to gain awareness of situations, to gain understanding, to remove blocks, those kinds of questions.
Mm.
When the help comes, it usually comes in three different ways. The first way is to confirm what you already know,
mm-hmm.
to confirm a strong feeling that you already have, but that you're not trusting for some reason.
Mm.
So often when people pull angel cards, they'll get one that's so obvious that it really confirms what they already knew.
Mm-hmm.
The next kind is to give you a new perspective that you haven't viewed before. So it's taking you into some radically new place in yourself where you haven't ventured.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third way is to help you see where you've been and what you've completed.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, it can be like the past, the present, and the future. You could think of it like that, even though I just said that they don't really work in time.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of in that sense.
They work with evolution.
But yes, mm-hmm. there you go. They work with evolution. So from that perspective, let me take a deep breath. Let's all take a deep breath together. And let's collect our energy. And as we're doing this, I'm going to connect with everyone who's listening and everyone who will ever listen to this particular segment. Know that whenever you're listening, this is for you. Here we are. So I'm feeling us as if we are all together in a circle. It's like we're on a dance floor and there's a mirror ball spinning overhead with lights twinkling, only it's not like a mirror ball, it's more like divine light. And we're all huddled together in this wonderful circle, connecting at the soul level in just tremendous love. As we connect, I have both my Angel Love and Angel Blessings cards here, and I like to wait until I'm guided which one to use. So it's once I can feel you, it's the Angel Love cards. So we have love issues here. Oh, there we go. That was fun. Okay, so I pulled a card and another one jumped out and said, "Know me first." Okay, so the one that says, "Know me first," is the Angel of Encouragement. And let me describe this to you. So first of all, just imagine how you need encouragement in this moment. Like for you, Carol, what is it? What could you use some encouragement with?
That I'm on the right path.
Yeah, what a good thing. So you're being encouraged that you're on the right path, Carol.
All right.
And as I describe this picture, it's a woman seated. She's got one hand over her heart and the other hand is palm upward, and she's looking up at the heavens in a receiving state. Kneeling in front of her is a beautiful golden angel reaching out to her with such tenderness and love. So please know, let yourself just be in this place. Close your eyes. Put one hand over your heart and hold the other one out with the palm up. Send your eyes upward to the heavens and just know that you are receiving encouragement for whatever it is in your life that you're asking for. You are receiving that encouragement. Breathe it in. Can you feel it in your heart? Kneeling before you is a radiant golden angel reaching out to you, touching that open palm and giving you this gift of encouragement. And above you, it's as if the heavens have cracked open and there's a radiant golden light coming out right above you. And in this golden radiant light are many more angels bestowing this blessing of encouragement upon you. Let your soul be fed by this divine encouragement and let it apply where it's needed in your life. This is for you to absorb. Let it feed your soul, encourage you. And now I can't wait to see who's working with this angel of encouragement. Oh, it's transcendence. So there are some of us who are listening who are at this moment transcending some very deep pain. Is that you too, Carol?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have deep pain from so many different areas of life, from loss, mostly from loss. Loss of loved ones, loss of our hopes and dreams, loss of our families and living situations in life, loss of jobs, loss of money. I've been through this, and I just got an email from a lady who told me she just lost everything. She lost her business, she lost everything, and now she's living in a den with her daughter, and it's not pleasant. She's happy to have that place to be, but it's not the place for her right now, although she's thankful that it's a temporary place. So many of us are healing from very deep pain of loss, and transcendence is about allowing that pain to open our hearts in a way that helps us to connect with love, divine love, eternal love. So if that's you, if your heart is breaking, trust for a minute. Try something new. Trust and let your heart break open. And as you feel that pain of heartbreak, ask the angels of transcendence to help you follow that pain through to divine love. The angels are laying their hands on your heart now, on both sides, on your chest and on your back. They're holding you in such tenderness. In fact, they're completely supporting you as if you've collapsed. They're holding you in such a tender embrace. And as you let your heart break in this pain, something's happening. It's transcending. It's transforming. And that pain is becoming such intense love. Yes, let that heartache transform, transcend into the most amazing love. It's deep and sober and powerful, present. Can you feel it? Breathe and let this love take over your heart, expand, healing, regenerating. Oh, the angel of encouragement wants you to trust, to be encouraged that this is for you too. No matter what your situation, no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what the cause of this loss or pain, know that this healing experience right now is for you. The angel of encouragement says, open, receive, this is for you. Receive. As that love fills your heart, everything softens and changes. Love brings new information that you need to have, so listen right now. What is that information that you need? You may see a picture or hear yourself talking to you as if it's your voice telling you something. You may hear a voice of the angel. You may just know. You may feel. Whatever it is for you, receive this message of love that's just for you right now. The angels are holding you, giving you this message of encouragement, healing, and love. I'd love to linger in this space. Do we need to move on?
No, we're good. I'm happy.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And to briefly, you know, receiving is an issue that I think many people have. And I, for one, have been dealing with that. But this was really, I could really feel this one. And I don't say that lightly. I really don't. You really do have this. I just felt the army of angels for sure. Really incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Are there any tips you can give us about being receptive?
Yes, the angels have been working diligently with me this last year to open and be receptive. I didn't realize how much I was preventing them from giving to me. And I'm trying to find their message. Oh, here it is. This is one of the messages that came in early this year that I titled Sweet Depths of Soul because it was so wonderful. And this really tells us what's happening with that. So, do we have a few minutes for me
sure.
to read this?
Go right ahead.
Okay. So once again, close your eyes. It really helps to put a hand over your heart if you have a free hand. And I hope you're not driving a car. If you're driving a car, don't close your eyes. So just take a deep breath and let's come back into that space again. Oh, here we are. Here we are all together. I feel us. Can you feel us, Carielle, all together?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there are angels, hundreds, thousands of angels actually all around us. Each one of us is personally held by 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 angels. So let yourself right now feel the embrace or know that they're there. Sense the embrace of these angels that are with you personally. Deep breathing helps to get us in the rhythm of receiving. So nice, deep, gentle breath. And here is the message that the angels have for you. We are here. We are with you always. Relax and listen. We ask you to relax because our messages stir up fears. The fear that we won't speak to you. The fear that what you hear is false. And the fear that what you hear is merely wishful thinking. Relax. Breathe. Trust. Relaxing and breathing are components of trust. It is difficult to trust when you are in fear and cringing. Trust is an expansive energy. Meditation is an expansive energy. Fear is constricting. Guilt is constricting. So breathe and relax. Open your body, heart, mind, and soul to your deepest desires. Trust that your soul is guiding you. Trust that we are guiding you. Now, what do you truly want? What is your deepest desire? Not what you think possible. What is your deepest desire? Yes, relax, breathe, open. Let your deepest desire emerge from the secret depths of your soul. Let it unfurl from the tight little ball of darkness. Breathe it open full and wide in the glory of divine light. Bring it into your heart, wide open and brilliant. Claim it. Invite your deepest desire to fill every cell of your body. Allow it to expand and satisfy your heart. Relax, breathe, sink deep within to the temple of your soul. Bask in the glory and magnificence of the presence of divine love, the presence of eternal peace. Can you feel it? Love and peace are all around you and within you. Believe. Trust. Relax and allow the presence of divine love and eternal peace to infuse you. Allow yourself to be infused in the glory and magnificence of your true being. Drink. drink it in deeply. From this place, ask, and you shall receive. Pray believing, because it is already real and true for you. Ask for your deepest desire to become manifest in your life, and so it is.
So it is.
Yes.
Thank you, Kimberly. And you have been listening to Dr. Kimberly Maroney, who has written the Angel Blessing Cards and Angel Love Cards. And what's your third cards?
Your Guardian Angel. It's not a card set. It's a book with a statue and a lapel pin. That's really wonderful.
Oh, wonderful. And that was beautiful, Kimberly. And so many people I know can really utilize this, and we'll have it in our archives indefinitely, of course. And people, I just trust that you have been communicating with your angels today. This has been powerful. And so many are certainly dealing with their issues. Loss is a big one now for people, and so that really, I think, that touched a chord for sure. And as we are cycling up and going deeper now, lots of people are recognizing that things that we thought we wanted in the past are just not our highest soul expression. And we're shifting from the third dimensional attachments and releasing those and letting those go. As we are ascending in this wonderful multidimensional universe of ours. And the biggest thing I'm aware of is that we're busting the illusion. And there's the stage performance that's going on the third dimension. And many of us are just kind of laughing at the whole thing now. We're recognizing how ludicrous so much of it, of the third dimension, all that chaos and all the fear that's been going on the world stage. And we're letting go of the drama. We're recognizing that we no longer have to be a part of it, and we are transcending. For
yes.
Sure.
Yes.
And this is a wonderful. The grief stage is interesting, and just so people know, that many are feeling the grieving process, as many are crying for no reason or no apparent reason right now. Throughout the last, I'd say, several weeks, that's been happening for many people, and many people are recognizing what it is that, you know, the third dimension is trying to hook us into, and like I say, we're transcending that. But it is a grieving over that, and the initial stage for that, by the way, is denial, and then there's anger, and then there's bargaining, and then depression, and then acceptance. And then the good news is that we, just around the corner, is renewal. And as Kimberly, you said so eloquently, our soul is waiting for us. And that is really where we find eternal peace and love. And so we're weaning ourselves from the old illusion right now. And if you're doing that, then you are right on time. And good for you, and welcome in the new good vibrations into your life, because, boy, this new energy that's coming in is so incredible, so beautiful, so full of love and light and positive high frequencies that just look forward to that. And I'd ask you to ask yourselves, what does freedom mean to you as we welcome in the Aquarian Age, which is all about freedom and peace and harmony? So, and back to our callers, if anyone is there and wants to call in with a question for Dr. Kimberly Maroney, she'd be happy to answer your questions, and she is so powerful. Get your questions in right away. I'll give you some 800 numbers to call. U.S. is 877-876-5227, and that's 877-876-5227. And Canada is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And the direct phone is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Wonderful. We have a caller. And introduce yourself, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Falls Church, Virginia. I am Mariela.
Mariela, hello.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you? I've been trying to reach you since 7, but they told me to call again.
I'm happy to hear you, Mariela.
Oh, yes, it's wonderful. It's really wonderful.
Do you have a question that you want to ask?
Well, I have another question for you, because the one that we are waiting, I'm going to write you more things about it, but this one is... it is about my fear. I have this constant fear of everything, of not being able to, or no, I don't know. How do I get this trust that you're talking about, the surrendering, to transcend this pain? Because this fear is also painful, so painful.
Yes.
And I know that the angels are with me. They have been with me for all my life, and I have felt them, you know. One day they saved my life, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And but I really want to connect consciously with them all the time so that I can trust. Or loosen up, or I don't know, just get rid of this fear.
Well, there are a couple of things that are happening, Mariela. So, first of all, you're being taught to differentiate the different parts of yourself.
Yes.
So, for instance, the part of you that's afraid and is in pain is one part. The part of you that connects with the angels and receives love is another part.
Uh-huh.
You've had those two experiences, haven't you?
Yes.
So the part of you that's in fear and in pain is trying to bring your attention to something.
Uh-huh.
We usually judge fear and pain as bad because we don't like it. It doesn't feel good. It's also a very familiar feeling for us that we go back to over and over again because that's just the way it is as human beings as we're evolving.
Right.
So on the one hand, you need to pay attention to the messages that the fear and pain are telling you. The way to pay attention is to view them as invitations.
Invitations?
Does that make sense?
Invitations or indications?
Invitations to healing.
Okay.
So when you're in pain, when you're afraid, your soul has actually stirred up those feelings to get your attention, inviting you to heal those places inside yourself.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it's the angel of companionship, Mariela, that's going to help you with this.
Okay.
The angels are your companions, whether you know they're there or not. And they're inviting you to just simply find a way to trust or believe or just make it up. It almost doesn't matter.
Right.
So that every time you find yourself in fear and pain, make it up. imagine that there's an angel standing right there holding you right in this moment.
Okay.
You may start with making it up. You may start with thinking you're imagining. As you do
that. I know that I'm not imagining because I can feel it. I can see them. I can. Yes.
So as you start, however you can, you're going to go into those feelings and that knowing and seeing that the angel is there with you, that your companion is actually there with you.
Okay.
And that's where you give it up. You give up the pain, you give up the fear, and you just let it go.
Okay.
Now, sometimes we have to help our minds, too. We have to help our emotions. We have to help our body, releasing it. Sometimes we have to help our minds, too. And so you can talk to yourself. I do this. When my mind is gets stuck on something in particular, I will say to myself, these are just neural pathways talking to me.
Okay.
This is a pre-recorded message playing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to listen to this message anymore so that I can change it and go to a new message of love.
Okay. Yeah.
I actually talk to myself like this.
Okay.
And often when I'm working through something, I will keep a quote really close by me. I'll write it on an index card and I'll have it right here with me so that when I'm having a difficult challenge, I've got it ready to go. And the one I've been working with lately is from Dr. Michael Beckwith.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
This is for you, Mariella.
Wow.
Okay, so close your eyes and receive this fully.
Okay.
I am willing. I am ready. I am able. I am available to more good than I have ever imagined, realized, expressed, experienced, or manifested at any time in my life.
Wow.
Isn't that a powerful antidote to fear?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
That was super.
Wow.
Boy, Mariella, you have really... hold on, a good one. That's great.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling.
Okay. I will listen to that again, and I'll copy it so that I can keep it with me all the time. Thank you so much.
I'll send it to you in an email, Mariella.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I'll leave the call for another person who wants to ask you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
And that was beautiful, Kimberly. And, you know, I would love for you to give out your website so that people know how to contact you if they want to.
Yes. Go to KimberlyMaruni.com. Kimberly is KimberlyMaruni, and Maruni is MaroonEy.com.
Are there any announcements you'd like to make right now while we're waiting for our next caller? Anything coming up soon?
Yes. When you go to KimberlyMaruni.com, you'll see right there, click here. It'll say something like, click here for your free angel kit.
Mm-hmm.
Click there, sign up, and you'll get some wonderful gifts from me.
Oh, boy.
One of them is an MP3 recording of how to do an angel reading. You'll get my newsletter, some other cool stuff, too. I think you get a message. Yeah, you get one of these fabulous messages. The angels have been giving me the most amazing messages.
Wonderful. And get on your newsletter, because I love receiving your newsletter.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I think we have another caller. Is there someone? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Sharon Kelly, and I'm from Colorado.
Wonderful.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hey, Sharon. I'm so happy to hear from you.
And you have a question for Kimberly?
I do. It already is shown that your show is appropriate for my day today, so I needed the encouragement. Just some questions Today I was doing, I'm getting ready for some events in October, and I really feel I'm on my right path. But I had one of my biggest events canceled today, and I only have 3 weeks to put things together. So those messages get confusing. Can you give me some insight? You know, obviously your show has already told me some today, the encouragement, and stay away from fear and trust that there's something else to be there.
Okay, so let's go one at a time. Let's go with the canceled event. Can you tell me just a little bit more about that?
It's an event that I had been working on for about 6 months. And they just couldn't wait any longer. I had told them that I was waiting for another engagement to finalize, and then I would give them the okay that we were going to do all the events in October. And they said that was fine. But today when I called to confirm everything, they said things have changed and we wouldn't be able to do it this time. So it's just a little confusing.
Yes. So it's the angel of vibration that's going to help you with this, Sharon.
Okay.
And the angel of vibration sends out the energy of the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
And sometimes it's like a thunderous boom, clearing out the stuff that's no longer right for us and opening the space for the new things. So just let it go. This is on the canceled event. Just let it go. And find that, stay in that place of trust in your heart that knows that the perfect thing is coming.
Okay.
So let's go forward to the perfect thing that's coming. The 3 weeks, the events in the next 3 weeks in October.
I know that can happen, and that's, I've been doing the best I can to go to that space today and just say, I know this.
So it's the angel of immersion that are helping you with this, and immersion is a really powerful energy from Source that just completely immerses us in love and truth.
Thank you.
So know that everything that happened today is in perfect order, even though you may not have liked it. It's in perfect order.
Okay.
So don't lose a lot of time fussing over the event that canceled. Just let it go and move forward into the next one. Put all of your energy into the next one and let the angels, let spirit totally immerse you in the presence that is needed for this event.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Sharon, for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. And I think we might just have time enough for one more call if they get in there real quick. And Kimberly, you are fantastic. Wow.
Oh, thank you, Cariel.
Yeah, you really do pull on, you call on those angels and they just read the vibrations. That's wonderful. And anything that you'd like to add as we're coming close to the end of our show?
Yes, yes. So I was telling you that you can go to KimberlyMaroney.com for that Angel Starter Kit. And also you can get my Angel Love Cards at AngelLoveCards.com. And if you get them there, I have some special gifts for you that are some more gifts that are really wonderful.
Wonderful. And again, you are such a delight, and I love your incredible works of the first of all, the writing is incredible, and the art is incredible in these cards. I've been kind of meditating on these pictures, and it's almost like literally I feel that I can transcend just by meditating on the picture.
Oh, wonderful! Do you have them there with you?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. How would you like to pull one for me?
I will, and I'm drawing from the love cards.
Okay.
All right. And love, Kimberly. interesting. Well, three came out this time.
Oh, fabulous.
All right. And it's saying illumination, destiny, and fulfillment. I'll take any one of those. Wow. Hmm. And the illumination one. Wow. It's looking at this light body. It's like this guy in the picture has the angel touching his, I'm not sure which, the mouth or the heart. But it's, I was just saying how right speech is so essential, and you have the right speech.
Thank you.
And how you say the right things for people, that's evident. So, and then fulfillment, boy, he looks like he's ascending. He's got a bunch of angels carrying high off into the heavens. That's wonderful. And then, oh, I'm sorry, did I say destiny? It's the desire card.
I was wondering what you were looking at there.
I read it wrong. So it's, desire is the third card. And she's an angel with her hands held in prayer, looking to the heavens. Beautiful, just beautiful energies.
Thank you.
Well, people, that is about as much time as we have today. I want to just thank my guest, Dr. Kimberly Maroney. She has been on Carrie L's HeartLink show. And Kimberly, again, you are a delight, a breath of fresh air, actually of angel air. In fact, I think of you as an angel, and I do think that many angels come embodied in human form. So I
yes.
do believe you are an angel.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And it's such an interesting show. And I thank people for listening, and I want to thank BBS Radio for allowing us to have this show that is expanding our consciousness. And listen the next time when I'll have Lynn McTaggart on. And this will be a return visit, and she'll be talking about the field and the intention experiment. And by the way, on this Sunday, the 14th, you can join the peace experiment that we're doing. Go to Lynn's website, which is intentionexperiment.com, and sign up for that. And boy, if we can change, the vibration and help with sending peace to the world, that's a powerful meditation. And thank you all for listening. And please do go to my website, heartlinkinstitute.com. And I'm Carrie L., and it's been so great to have you all listening in and being able to connect and broaden our horizons towards more freedom, light, and love. And have a great day. Bye-bye.